as I promised, this is a very, as titled, Practical Garden Care. So that's what we've been working up to. Just to give a, this will stall time until he comes, this will give a, just a map up where we're going. So I think we only have one or two more issues to discuss when it comes to melachos. One is like indoor planting, like greenhouses and stuff that's grown in flower pots. And then maybe one or two other things. Then I don't know what the order is. We have to do the halachas of the peiros, which is actually relevant for us in America, you know, in Costco. In years past, there have been peiros shvias and wine. And we're talking about otzer bezin wine. And we also have to do like heter mechira and otzer bezin. So I don't know which order we'll do it in. But that all. And the peiros are also more practical for someone who's going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the stuff that you actually have to watch out for. Where they we didn't start with all the hashkachas and all the controversy, right? The typical one of us are not farmers, but this at least we can relate to in a more practical way. So just to sum up, what we did the past 2 weeks leading up to this is we talked about what is a malacha daraisa and what's allowed to prevent hefset, right? We said ukmi ilana versus ivrui ilana. If it's just to maintain the tree from losing, you know, it's lost, it's hefsed, so that's mutter, that's called ukmi ilana. Ivru ilana bria, to make it nicer, to make it healthier, that's aser. And then we explained in the Rambam that he doesn't even hold of ukmi ilana. He has a very limited view of what's allowed even for financial loss. The Rambam said even the fumigating was not allowed. So now we'll see something that the Rambam does allow. It's based on a Gemara Moed Katan, that you're allowed to water your grass. Mashkin beis hashlachim b'shvias, you water your field. V'hi sada hazriya shesama b'yoser, v'chein sada hilanos im hayu merachukin zemizeh, yosem eser lebeisah moshkin eser mayim ilan leilan. So you're allowed to water an entire field that doesn't get rainwater, right? It's in a place, in a ditch, whatever, wherever it is, it's in a desert where it doesn't get rainwater, it needs to be irrigated from a stream, so that you're allowed to water constantly, and you're allowed to water the whole field. Then you can have a tree field where the trees are spread out from each other. That you're allowed to, his lashon is moshchin esamayim, we pull the water. And then he says, avalo yishka esakol asada, you can't water the whole field. But if the trees are very concentrated in one area, then you're allowed to esra lebeisa, 10 trees in a 50 amos area, then you're allowed to water the whole field. V'chein afer halavan, or if it's a dusty field, it's like a barley field or something like that doesn't need so much irrigation. Marbisin also b'mayim b'shvias. We're allowed to marbits. Marbits means to sprinkle water on Shemitah. B'shvil ha'ilanos shelo yisadil. We're allowed to do all these things, three levels of how much I'm allowed to water, but basically I'm allowed to water enough that the field needs in order that it shouldn't get a loss. And the Rambam is going to ask on himself, but me, the Rambam, I don't hold by this loss stump. So just skip down after the Derech Emunah, which we'll get back to.
Sorry, can we be clear on this? So first of all, he says me'ilan le'ilan. It sounds to me like trees or any trees. It could be a fruit tree.
Yeah, it could be any tree. But what it means me'ilan le'ilan is that you don't just water the whole field. You have to go with your hose and go to this tree. Then you go with your hose to that tree. You go to the hose to that tree. But if the trees are concentrated in one area, then you don't have to go with hose from tree to tree. You could stick your sprinkler in the middle.
And the idea is that the tree shouldn't die. You don't want the trees to die.
Exactly.
They should live to next year.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So you'll see that Ram says that explicitly. If you look in the next one where it says Rambam. And what else am I allowed to do? Osin ugios legafanim. You're allowed to make these ditches for the vineyards. We won't get into what the details of that. Osin is amas amayim ketchilo. You're allowed to navigate the stream to find that field. Umimalan is in the kayim mayim. And you can fill up ditches with water. So why do I allow all these four things? All the forms of watering and these other three things? Umimneima hitiru kol ila. He asks on himself. Because me, the Rambam, I don't hold to this hesed business like we saw last time. That I'm not even allowed to prevent the bugs from eating my trees. So why did I allow this? Sheim lo yishka, if you don't water, tasa haaretz milecha, the land is going to lose its moisture, it's going to become dried out. V'yamos kol et sheba, every single tree will die. V'hol v'isra ha'devarma elo v'kiyotze ben midivrayim, like we learned 2 times ago, anything we're talking about here is only derabanan, because we know that a daraisa is only planting and pruning and harvesting grapes and wheat, but all these malachos watering, even though on Shabbos, if you water your grass, you take your own hose and you water your grass, you're over on an Esir Daraisa. On Shemitah, it's only Derabanan, it's not one of the four malachos. So since it's only Derabanan, they weren't gozer if the cost of not doing these things is losing the whole field. So what's mutter is all those things. So how do we translate that to our fields, right? We don't have Beis HaShlachins or stay Ilanos, we have backyards, right, in Eretz Yisrael. You know, halavai, we can have a backyard in Eretz Yisrael. So what do we do with our backyards in Eretz Yisrael? So that, if in the middle, it's a typo, it says Red Dech Emunah, it's supposed to say Derech Emunah. So I told Dr. Espel before, the Derech Emunah, I should bring in the actual Sefer. The Sefer called Derech Emunah, if everyone ever saw it, it looks exactly like a Mishnah Berurah. It has a halacha on top, and it has notes on the bottom, but it's written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and it's a perush on the Rambam Hilchos Zrayim. And if you look at it, and what he quotes, it's unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable that he was able to collect all the Rishonim, and not, there's no Shulchan Aruch here. He totally is on his own. Yerushalmis and all the Rishonim and Achronim. So he also paskins a little bit halacha l'maisa. So on this halacha, marbitin, that you're allowed to sprinkle in a field that only needs a little bit of amount of water. So he says that, look in the second line in the end, of l'maisa yish l'hakil b'harbatza kama beis habal. Right, all our backyards are not beis hashlachin, that they need to be irrigated. Right, our backyards get, more or less, they get rainwater during the raining season. So we shouldn't be allowed to water them at all, because they don't need our watering. They get water from the rain. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, no. You're allowed to put a little bit of, you're allowed to take your watering can and sprinkle a little bit of water. Like from a basket, meaning from a watering can. Because that, you're allowed to do all that. If, let's say, you live in a place, all right, so it's a good season, where really, if you didn't water your grass, right, we don't water our grass in the winter here in Teaneck, New Jersey, and our grass survives just fine, whatever reason that is, or the frozen, whatever it is, but if by not watering our grass, the grass would die, and we'd lose out for the next season.
How can I come to shul and fit enough like travel and I'm
okay.
Not here?
That's good.
Be downstairs. That's good. Come up.
All right, good. I hope we don't take away too much from the simcha. We should bring up some cookies or something. So if you don't, we're in the middle over here. But if you don't water your grass, if it wouldn't be enough just to walk with a watering can and rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu for rain, and if you didn't water your grass in an active way, your backyard is going to die. Your apartment area itself, your garden is going to die. So Chaim Kanievsky paskins, then you could water like regular. Turn on the sprinklers. The only difference is that you should limit it, in the sense that in a normal season, why do I water my grass? Not just to prevent it from dying. I want my grass to look beautiful. I want a nice, strong, green, it'll make all the neighbors jealous, and very nice, grassy backyard. So how much does that take? Twice a week, let's just say. Depending where you live and how much rainwater and how hot it is, twice a week. During Shemitah, once a week. Because your goal is not to make your backyard beautiful, your goal is to prevent the backyard from dying. So that is the basic psak, and we'll see here. It's, you know, funny, usually when you prepare this halacha shir, we're going to go to give halachic sources of Shulchan Aruch. So in Hilchos Shemitah, there is no Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. That's why I say, you know, this sefer is just as good as any other. And the sefer that I was able to pull off to put on the computer is Rav Sternbach has a sefer that he wrote a while ago called Shemitah Kelchasa, where he brings down in his psakim on Hilchos Shemitah. So he paskins in this first source here that you're allowed to water your grass and your trees and even your prachim, even your flowers. As just enough, like he says, kafia tzoruch, they won't die. So depending on where you live and how hot it is. Is it a mitzvah? I don't think it's. I wouldn't call it a formal mitzvah. It's probably a nice thing, but it wouldn't be enough of a chashivas to allow you to actually be over on anything. Just so that your land doesn't die, and. That's the in terms of watering the grass. There are two very fascinating shilas that come up with watering grass. That if you, like, it shows you how important it is to think about these things, because we would never think of these shilas on our own. And it's true in every area of halacha. And the more you know Hilchos Shabbos, you'll say, "Wow, I never realized that was a shila." It's good to think about that. So the two shilas that I brought from Rav Asher Weiss here, he raises, and they came out of the on the shelf over there also, on his basin, puts out the kuntres. So they have one on Shemitah, and they collected psakim for him, and he brings a lot of the psakim of Rav Yashiv. Sometimes he agrees, sometimes he disagrees. So if you look on the bottom here, your base. Let's say, first the first one. This is the hetzer that even Rav Yashiv holds of. What you're allowed to do, we said that during the Shemitah year you should limit. If you normally water your grass twice a week, so water your grass once a week. But is there a way that we could get out of this and we won't even have to limit? So says Rav Yashiv, yes. If you have an automated sprinkler machine and you set it up before Shemitah, and that you don't have to touch it at all, you don't have to think about it during Shemitah, it's all set up on the computer, it's going to turn on every Tuesday and every Thursday at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can leave it alone. So as long as it's all set up from before Shemitah, then you're good to go, even like regular. You don't have to limit. You have a beautiful lawn, and it's a hard svar. He says that even though, like we explained, I think three shiurim ago, that it might be a mitzvah on the land, but it's not just about what I do, my actions. We said that maybe it's even usher for a guy to work the field hard as well, because the land should rest. Here the land's not resting, because the sprinklers are coming up and watering them. But since I set it up before Shemitah, so it's mutter, because before Shemitah, we don't even get into that. I did the process, I set the motion, you know, the wheels in motion before Shemitah, and it kicks on at Shemitah, and I had no involvement at all. That's even better than asking a guy to do it, and that's totally mutter. And even Rabbi Yashu, I saw in two different places, and make about that. So that's one interesting heter. But the interesting shaila is, first shaila is, besides having a backyard in Eretz Yisrael, you could also have a marpeset in your apartment. So you have a marpeset in your apartment. And luckily, your marpeset looks down onto a beautiful garden, and maybe they grow some vegetables there, whatever they would grow. You're on the fourth floor, and you have, you know, a nice simcha, and you have a whole gathering on your marpeset. And now afterwards, you want to clean up. So what do? You take a bucket of water, pour it on the marpeset, take a squeegee, take the water, and you push it off onto the garden. So is that mutter asur? So the fact that you have to stop to think about it, realize that's a shaila, it's just, you know, shows you to be, you know, how careful attention the post can pay to halacha, pay careful attention to halacha. So Rav Asher White says that's mutter. Rav Yashiv says it's only mutter because I mix in soap into the water, and it doesn't really do so good for the plants. But if it was clean, fresh water, he's nervous about it. But Rav Asher White says no, even without the soap, that's mutter, because you have no intention to water your grass. You just try to clean your marpeset. It's what we call, you know, darushin miskavin, and that would even apply to Hechos Shemitah, and that's mutter. The next child, which is even crazier to think of.
Doesn't it sound like Rabbi Yashiv is not consistent?
No, because there I'm doing an action on Shemitah. I'm instead of taking a watering can and pouring it on my...
No, as far as the clock.
No, the clock, because I set the clock up beforehand. The clock was set up... Okay,
what's behind the head?
Because I had no involvement as a person on Shemitah. The computer did it, and in terms of me and Shemitah got along just fine, and I took care of it all before Shemitah. Here, I'm standing in Tu B'Shvat in the middle of Shemitah, and I'm pushing water. I'm pushing water from my marpeset onto my garden, so he's a little bit nervous about that.
What would be the difference between having it's like a Shabbos clock before Shemitah?
Right, that's basically what it is.
Shabbos
like a Shabbos, yeah. So that should, so maybe Shabbos is worth. So that, they talk about that, yeah, so that it's not so simple, but there you may maybe get into Maris Ayin issues, but there's it's Eliezer's truth about that, yeah, so that's, I mean, Ramosha's not a fan of Shabbos clocks for other reasons that wouldn't apply to Shemitah. He's not a fan of Shabbos, except for lights. Ramosha's a truth about Shabbos clocks, that he gets into the Gzilzel Shabbos. By lights, he's okay with it, but otherwise, he's not a fan of it. But in terms of this area, yeah, then I think that would be similar. That's a good question. Other fascinating question is, in the Osiyot Gimel here, you have a air conditioning unit, and it's stuck into the wall, you know, through the window. Turn it on. So what happens, apartment living, so you turn it on, and what happens as soon as you turn it on the outside? Water drips. So now you have water, it's similar to my passage, Shiloh. This is probably even better, more of a kula. Water is dripping from your air conditioner onto your garden. So is that a problem on Shemitah? Should you be concerned about it? So Rosh Weiss is Mikkel, and Rav Yashiv is Mikkel, but he spends some time trying to figure out why he should be Mikkel. And at the end of the day, it comes down to concepts that we're familiar with in Hilchos Shabbos. He says it's a Darvashin of Miskavin, it's a psik reisha. It's automatic, it's going to happen, can't stop it, but I'm not interested in it at all. I'm only interested in getting cool in my house. And what makes it more kal is that it's a grumma. I'm not doing anything. I push the button. At least by the squeegee, I'm pushing the water onto the ground. Here I turned the button on in my house, and a grumma happened to the machine on its own. So that is good. So that's going to be okay. We're recording.
Mazel tov.
Okay. We're looking forward to tomorrow night. Mazel tov. Should be. You want a shower? Mazel tov. Everyone's invited to see him. Okay, good. So that's the watering side of things. Now, if you go.
in the porch because of, so his whole head is grumman.
No, right, meaning in the porch there's no grumman to rely on.
No, so his whole head to the air conditioner is grumman. It's only
grumman. It's grumman plus Enum Miskavi, the two together. Enum Miskavi
alone, he's uncomfortable.
He's uncomfortable with, yeah. And that gets into a whole issue that we won't have time to discuss, but how parallel is Shabbos and Shemitah when it comes to those other special halachas of Shabbos, like Darash Enum Miskavi and
Halacha Sheshit. He's
consistent. Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, Hilchot Shabbos, most of us can matter, you know, Miskavi, plus the Grumman. Something like that, yeah, that will be matter. That will be matter.
Not by Psik Reishit. Psik Reishit.
They still discuss that. Psik Reishit, the Lo Nichale, this is Lo Nichale.
Why,
is
it
Nichale? No, you don't really care. You prefer that your attention wouldn't drip. You have no preference for
that. But the Nichale is the act of the item or the result of the item?
That's a good question.
The result is getting...
The result is your grass getting wet, yeah, but I'm not sure how much you really... You know, when you turn that on, you know, it's a good question. That is a good question. Maybe you can tell the Nichalei. Yeah, I'll check back, I'll see if he addresses that. On Shabbos, the Pesik Reishit, the Nichalei in a Grama is a discussion, but I'm not sure how comfortable we'd be with that. Pesik Reishit, low Nichalei in a Grama, and have the Shabbos we'd be okay with. So the second question, right, all of us non-farmers, so we all for sure turn on our sprinklers. What some of us may even be zocheh to do is to mow the lawn. And the only typical every man, every Joe gardening tasks that we would do. So in terms of mowing the lawn, so what do we do about mowing the lawn on Shemitah? Because in terms of watering the Hashka, we had a heter, because the whole thing's going to die, like the Rambam said. Right, Yamos Kol Ichiba. So what happens if you don't mow your lawn? So I know one thing, what happens is you get a ticket. But besides getting a ticket, if you leave your lawn not mowed along, they'll send you a note on your door. You better mow your lawn. But besides that, I don't think your field's going to die or not. So what a lot of the poskim say is that in terms of regular lawn mowing, not allowed. Maybe they say either shinoi, that if you don't use a normal lawnmower, your lawn's already so tall that shearers are going to help. Garden shearers will help cut down the grass. That's okay. If the grass is impeding, like on your front door, you can't get into your front door, or your walkway, that's also okay because you have no intention to improve your garden, you improve your front lawn. You just want to get the nuisance out of the way. But otherwise, it's a problem. If whatever the metzias may be, that by not mowing your lawn for a whole year, your backyard or front lawn will actually get ruined, whatever it would be. The grass can get so long, something that's going to cause long-term problems, so then you'll be mako. You'll be able to be mako to mow the lawn. But all things being equal, mowing the lawn is a problem because it's a malacha of cutting the grass. That's like, it's similar to zomer. You're cutting, and I don't know, it's not kotzer, you're not harvesting the grass, but you're cutting the grass. More grass grows after you've cut it, like when you prune a tree. Probably a derabanan, but you know, if there's no hector of hesed, so mowing the lawn is a problem. I don't know practically what they do. I didn't ask it. I mean, that's what they should do. I don't know. In fact, I guess they let their lawns grow a little longer, much longer, until it becomes a nuisance, and then you could cut those issues. So that's basically the practical garden care, which I said in the beginning. We'll have a few more, one or two more discussions about the malachos, and then we can move on to things that are really more practical for us, even in America, dealing with fruits and shvias, and then we'll get to the hefter mechira, and then figure it out from there. Okay.